This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Democratic impeachment managers have finished presenting their case in President Trump's impeachment trial before the U.S. Senate. The managers spent most of Friday focused on President Trump's alleged attempts to cover up an abuse of power when he was found withholding military aid from Ukraine until it started investigating a political rival. New York Congressman Gerald Nadler says that President Trump has behaved as if he is above the law.
In word and in deed, President Trump has declared himself above the law. He has done so because he is guilty and wishes to conceal as much of the evidence from the American people and from this body as he can.
President Trump denies any wrongdoing, and his Republican defenders have said that his actions do not rise to the level of an impeachable offense. The president's legal team begins presenting their opening statements on Saturday morning. President Trump became the first sitting chief executive to attend the annual March for Life, which aims to make abortion illegal in the United States. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
The president called it his profound honor, telling anti-abortion supporters on the National Mall here in Washington he backs their fight.
Unborn children have never had a stronger defender in the White House.
His visit was another bid to enlist white evangelical voters and conservative activists to help him win another term. Past presidents who also opposed abortion stayed away from the march to avoid being too closely tied to demonstrators pushing to outlaw the procedure. He himself was a late convert to the cause. Donald Trump once said in a 1999 interview, "I am pro-choice in every respect." Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.